السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
لك الله خير.
الله أكبر.
والله يضاعف لمن يشاء
والله واسع عليم. ولنتأمل هذا المثل الذي ضربه الله تعالى لبيان مضاعفة أجور المتصدقين بمالهم، وليس ينتهي عند هذا الحد، ولا يدرك أمهر الحساب ما أعد له من عد. لذلك يقول الله تعالى: والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. وقد سمى الله تعالى ذلك قرضا يقرضه العبد لمولاه الذي خلقه، فقال سبحانه في الآية 45 بعد 200 من السورة ذاتها: من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة والله يقبض ويبسط وإليه ترجعون. مع أن العبد وما ملك هو كله ملك لله، كما يقول العبد نفسه في تلبيته: لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك، إن الحمد والنعمة والملك لك لا شريك لك. إذن فالله واسع الملك، واسع العطاء، يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كما في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه المخرج في الصحيحين: ما من يوم يصبح العباد فيه إلا ملكان ينزلان فيقول أحدهما: اللهم أعط منفقا خلفا، ويقول الآخر: اللهم أعط ممسكا تلفا. وفيهما عنه رضي الله عنه أيضا يبلغ به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا ابن آدم أنفق أنفق عليك. وعنه رضي الله عنه أيضا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما يسرني أن لي مثل أحد ذهبا ويأتي علي 3 أيام وعندي منه شيء. أيها المؤمنون، لقد نوع الحق تبارك وتعالى الكلام في هذا الخطاب ما بين حظ على الصدقة وحظ على إخراجها عن رضا، وترغيب في الحفاظ على أثرها في النسل، وأمر بإخراجها من أطيب الكسب، ونهي عن إلحاق الأذى الحسي أو المعنوي بمن أعطيت له. وما أجمل السياق القرآني وأفصحه وأعذبه وأبلغه، إذ قد جاء بذكر الحكمة بين آيات الصدقة، وأنها أي الحكمة من الله يؤتيها، وأنها أي الحكمة يؤتيها الله عز وجل من يشاء، ليبين أن الكريم هو من ينفق لا من يمسك، وأن الحكيم هو من يخفي صدقته لا من يظهرها. والتصدق أولى ما يكون على القرابات، وأعظمه بعد ذلك ما يكون في سبيل الله كالجهاد الشرعي، وكذلك على دور العلم وطلبة العلم وأهل العلم، وأعلاهم أهل القرآن. ثم بعد ذلك تأتي مصارف الصدقات كما بين الله عز وجل في سورة البقرة في ذلكم الأمر. وعلى الإنسان أن يتحرى أن يكون له شيء من الصدقة ولو كان يسيرا، ويتحرى أن يخفيه ما استطاع إلى ذلك سبيلا، عل الله عز وجل أن يدفع به عنه الكربات، وأن يرزقه بها الدرجات، وأن ينسأ له في نسله، وأن يبارك له في رزقه، وأن يبسط له في عمره. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله واهب النعم ودافع النقم، يزيد العطاء لمن ألف العطاء وينمي الصدقة لصاحبها، وليس أحد كالله في الإنماء، يعطي على الحسنة عشر أمثالها ويعطي حتى على الهم بفعلها. سبحانه من عزيز له ملك السماء والأرض، ويطلب من عباده القرض ليضاعف أجره لهم يوم العرض. والصلاة والسلام على من قال: كل امرئ في ظل صدقته حتى يقضى بين الناس. أما بعد، عباد الله، قد ثبت عند البخاري ومسلم وأحمد وغيرهم من حديث أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال: انتهيت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو جالس في ظل الكعبة، فلما رآني قال: هم الأخسرون ورب الكعبة. قال: فجئت حتى جلست فلم أتقار، أي لم أقر ولم يقر لي قرار، فلم أتقار أن قمت. فقلت: يا رسول الله، فداك أبي وأمي، من هم؟ قال: الأكثرون أموالا، إلا من قال هكذا وهكذا من بين يديه ومن خلفه وعن يمينه وعن شماله، وقليل ما هم. يعني بذلك الإنفاق في سبيل الله. وروى أبو داود عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: شر ما في الرجل شح مطاع وجبن خالع، شر ما في الرجل شح مطاع وجبن خالع. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، وأحسنوا كما أحسن الله إليكم، وأنفقوا ينفق عليكم، واعلموا أن الأصل في الصدقة الإسرار، إلا أن يرجو تحفيز ممسكين فلا بأس أن ينفق على مرء منهم ليتشجعوا عليها، وفي ذلك نفع للفقراء. واجتنبوا الإنفاق من أردأ ما أوتيتم، واحذروا الامتنان بما أنفقتم على من أنفقتم، فقد قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ما له رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر، فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. فهذا مثل من يتصدق فيمن بصدقته على الفقير فيؤذيه. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واعلموا أن الله عزيز حكيم. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه، وثنى به ملائكته المسبحين بقدسه، وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
تقاربوا شد الخلل،
حالوا بين المناكب والأقدام، فرقوا بين الصغار لئلا يعبدوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، وليسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى أما بعد Dear brothers and sisters as a continuation of the explanation of the verses of the Quran that contains the parables of the Quran that Allah Ta'ala brings forth for mankind to get the benefit and the proper understanding. We are today with the fifth, sixth and seventh parables of the Quran. We began the khutbah by saying by praising Allah, the one who said in the Quran as in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, Ayah number 25. ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. It brings forth its fruit at all times by the leave of its word. So Allah sets forth parables for men in order that they may receive admonition. And Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 21. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Such are the similitudes which we propound to men, that they may reflect. And here Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah number 29, Ayah number 43, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And such are the parables we set forth for mankind, but only those understand, but only those understand them who have knowledge. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first book was descended on one form, on one single letter, meaning tongue and language. But the Quran was descended on seven forms, on seven different tongues of Arabs. And these forms or rules is, as it is said, warnings, commands, naming the lawful, naming the unlawful, clear meaning and unclear meaning for the normal or common Muslims, parables. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, so you, O Muslims, take the lawful of it as lawful, and the unlawful as unlawful, meaning to avoid it. Do what you are told to do, and avoid what you are told not to do. Take the benefit from the parables that are given in the Quran, and do as what is clear in the meanings of the verses of the Quran to you, and believe in whatsoever that you do not know the meaning of it, and say, it is all from our Lord. Afterwards, O slaves of Allah, we're still continuing. All extracting the merits and benefits from the Quran, the very pure source, and it is very fresh, that makes our understandings so rich by very simple words, and the words are explained with parables in which it makes all of you understand the rulings, the ones of intelligence and the ones whom their intelligence is very low. And today we are still with the surah or with the problems which are mentioned in the surah named as the Salam of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 261, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The parable of those who spend their substance in the way of Allah or for the sake of Allah is that of a grain of corn 7 ears. Each ear had 100 grains. Allah give manifold increase to whom He please. And Allah cared for all, and He know all things. So in this ayah, the parable is given, in which we need to concentrate when we recite or listen to it. Allah in this parable is telling us that He increases the reward of those who spend for the sake of Allah. They spend their wealth for the sake of Allah. He doubles their reward up to 700 times. But nay, it is unlimited times. As what Allah Ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah gives manifold increase to whom He pleases. And Allah cares of all, and He knows all things. But at the same time, Allah Ta'ala named this sadaqah that you, the slave, give to other slave who is in need for it as a loan that you give to your Lord who owns you and owns everything in your hand. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 245, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Who is he that will loan to Allah a beautiful loan, which Allah will double unto his credit and multiply many times? It is Allah that gives you or people want or plenty, and to him shall be your return. Although the slave admits that he is owned by his Lord, him and everything that he has in his hand, as the ones say in the Talbiyah, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. So the slave admits هي ريام والله هي ريام. Here I am, there is no one worthy to be a partner to you or with you. Verily, the praise, the grace, and the dominion is all yours without any partners. So, although Allah Ta'ala, although the slave admits that he is owned by his Lord, yet his Lord is asking him to give him a loan. So you and what you are owned by your Lord who is asking you to give him a loan. And you know that this loan you give is not going to the hands of Allah. It's not going to benefit Allah, but it benefits you. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala named himself, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as in the hadith of Abu Huraira, which is reported by the two authentic books, Bukhari and Muslim, ما من يوم يصبح العباد فيه إلا ملكان ينزلان. There is no a day that the slaves become alive in the morning of it except that two angels come down from the heavens, one of them saying, اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا. Oh Allah, give the one who spends for your sake a replacement, give him more. And the other says, Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. Oh Allah, give to the one who holds, not to spend for the sake of Allah, give to this kind of person a reception to his wealth. And in both Bukhari and Muslim, it is also reported by or in the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet said that Allah Ta'ala said, Yabna Adam, Unfiq alayk. O slave, O son of Adam, O son of Adam, spend for the sake of Allah, of course. Allah will spend, Allah will give you more. As much as you give for the sake of Allah, Allah will give you more. Again, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in both Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما يسرني أن لي مثل أحد ذهبا يأتي علي ثلاثة أيام وعندي منه شيء. I'm not pleased if I am given gold as much as the size of Uhud and it remains with me for 3 days and still I have some of it, meaning I don't spend it all for the sake of Allah. He says, this does not please me. This unpleases me. O believers, Allah, the truth, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the exalted, the highest be He, Subhanahu, have given veracity of speech in this call, in this parable, from the light of encouraging to give out sadaqah, from the light of encouraging to give it with pleasure, with happiness, not with sadness that you lost some money and encouraging was that this sadaqah will protect your children after you. And it also has or holds the command of bringing it out of the good incomes, not the bad incomes, as Allah is all good and He does not accept the good. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala in this parable, in this ayat, warned against harming the needy and the poor ones by making them feel low and down because of the sadaqah you give to them. What beautiful is the speech of Allah Ta'ala, and what clear and what a meaningful speech it is. As in between the ayats of the sadaqah, in between the ayats, inside them, Allah Ta'ala brought the ayah of wisdom. Allah Ta'ala brought the ayah of wisdom. يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء. He gives wisdom to whom He likes. So, from the wisdom is to be kind and generous and spend for the sake of Allah. And also from the wisdom is to hide your sadaqah from being seen by people, because you are doing it for the sake of Allah. So it is not from the wisdom to make people know about it, because this is a kind of show off. And after that I said I ended up the first part of the khutbah by seeking forgiveness for myself and for all. And then we began the second khutbah by praising Allah, the one who bestows the grace to whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He holds the humbleness from whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He increases the grace to whom been familiar with spending. He increases spending on the slave that become familiar with spending for the sake of Allah. And He increases the sadaqah, the charity, for the one who spends it for the sake of Allah. And there is no one who can it or multiply it by the number that Allah Ta'ala gives. 700 and more He gives for each hasana, 10 times of it. And even for just the intention to do the hasana, you are given a hasana. Just for the intention, even if you don't do it. So what makes you hesitate not to intend? Every morning, intend that you today spend 1 million riyals. So just by that intention, you're going to be given hasana. Intend to visit the grave. Yeah, you're going to be given hasana, even if you don't go. Intend to visit a patient. Intend to pray duha. Intend to fast. Intend. Only the intention will grant you hasana for each deed you intend to do, even if you don't do it. And He, Allah Ta'ala, Although all the dominion belongs to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he asked his slaves alone, like if he, Allah ta'ala, is in need and the slave is not in need. But the truth is the opposite. Allah ta'ala never need for any, but everything, every mankind, everything, every creation is in need for Allah ta'ala. Why Allah then asked the slaves to lend him? It is because that he subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to increase their reward, and he wants them to seek his pleasure when they spend it, not to spend it as habit. And of course you all heard about Hatim al-Ta'i, if you have heard of him. Hatim al-Ta'i is the father of the companion Adi ibn Hatim. But Hatim al-Ta'i was Christian and died in Christianity before Islam. Hatim al-Ta'i was known amongst the Arabs as the most generous one. He used to spend his money, his wealth, like it is something hurting him. See, when you have a burning coal in your hand, what do you do with it? You immediately throw it. He throws the money like that, but out of generosity. But all this, all what he did not benefit him. Why? Because it wasn't for the sake of Allah. It wasn't out of the out of pleasing Allah, out of sincerity. So that's why Allah ta'ala said, "Man the الذي يقرض الله." Allah did not say, "Man the الذي يقرض أخي," أخاه, his brother. Although this is the real thing happening, that you lend your brother, you're not lending Allah. But Allah ta'ala is calling it as a loan given to him. Why? To bring to your attention, not to show off. The danger of showing off. So always remember that I'm doing this for the sake of Allah. I don't want anybody to please me or praise me or thank me. And subhanAllah, the companions understood this very well. Aisha radiallahu anha one day passed by a beggar, and she gave him something, a dirham or a dinar. When she moved, he said, "Jazakallahu khairan." She returned back and said to him, "Wa jazakallahu khairan." Her female slave, asked her, saying, "Mom, why you return?" She said, "Because he wanted to make his dua for my dirham, and I wanted to save my dirham for the day of resurrection. So not to be one." So her da'wah, her dua goes for his dua, and the dirham is saved now. So this is how the Sahaba understood how to lend their Lord. It is to be something between them and their Lord. between them and their Lord. As it is said in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, كل امرئ في ظل صدقته حتى يقضى بين الناس. Every person in the day of resurrection is going to be shaded by his sadaqah. See how much sadaqah he gave. Now, in the day of resurrection, the sun is 1 mile close from people. See how hot it is. And see how thick of shade you need to minimize the heat. And that is the sadaqah that you are going to see in the day of resurrection. And when it is hidden, it's not the sadaqah that shade you, but the sadaqah will provide you the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. As in the hadith of the 7 persons that Allah Ta'ala is going to give them the shade of the throne. And one of them is a person who spends secretly and hiddenly to limits that one hand doesn't know what the other hand gives. That is how the sadaqah works. And in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, and in Musnad Ahmad and other books, it was reported on the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, who said, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was sitting by the Kaaba. And when he saw me, he said, they are the losers by the Lord of the Kaaba. Abu Dharr said, I came closer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sat down, but I could not sit him. I could not sit him, so I stood again and said, Ya Rasulullah, may my father and mother be before you in killing. Who they are? Who are the losers? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those of much wealth. Those who have more money than others. People. Except somebody who does like this with it. Meaning spends it for the sake of Allah. And then he said, وَقَلِيلٌ مَّهُمْ. Those who do like that are very little. That was in his time, very little in his time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can we say they are not found today? Possibly. But we cannot give up hope. But, شفنار شمريحة فحم حرق الان فوق. لا انا اقول الريحة نعم بسم الله. And in Sunan Abi Dawood, on the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, who said, I hear the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, شر ما في الرجل شح خالع وجبن خالع. شح خالع وجبن خالع. The worst of the man's character is selfishness that makes him halih, is a word that means the extreme scaredness. So he is too scared to lose any penny, any halala. He is too scared. He is too afraid to lose anything. So once he loses something, he may die. He may get sick. That is the worst of the manners and characters of the man. وَجُبْنٌ خَالِحٌ, a cowardness that makes his arm almost jump off his body once he hears anything. If he's in the house and he hears, he may get scared to limit that. He either dies or runs away from the house. That is bad. As in the other hadith, Allah Ta'ala likes bravery. And the minimum of it is to kill a snake or a scorpion. But to get coward to limits, do like the earth, you put your head in the soil, that is bad. You be so coward, you don't speak of the truth, that is bad. But you don't also be so bold to speak of the evil. But to be brave enough to face the troubles and speak of the truth. And it does not mean not to be so greedy and selfish to go and spend all of your money, all of your wealth. No. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And those, عباد الرحمن, are the ones whomever they spend for the sake of Allah, they don't spend all of their wealth and money, and they don't hold it all, but they are middle in between. But of course, there are some people who can't spend their money with no blame, like Abu Bakr Siddiq. But when you are in a stage of Iman like Abu Bakr Siddiq, when your family is like, when you are like the stage of Iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq, I'm almost sure that your family are going to be so. And when you both, you and your family are like that, then you are not going to look for anything in this life. As Abu Bakr said, when the Prophet ﷺ encouraged for sadaqah and he came with something, the Prophet ﷺ asked him, what did you leave for your family? He said, I left Allah and His Messenger for them. Which is more than enough. More than enough. But who can say so? Who can do so? You and I doubt it. I doubt it. Today's people may lie, even if they are adults, even sometimes they are very in a very respected position. They may lie for 100 riyals. See if the police catch them over speeding or crossing red light, they even swear by Allah that they did not see it, and they are liars. Just only to save 100 riyals, and they may not save it. But that is the truth. That is the truth, that is the minimum. They may lie to the airline company, they may lie to the grocery shop, to whatsoever, just to save some money. Are they ready to spend all their wealth? I doubt if they are ready to spend some of it for the sake of Allah. And that's why most of the people today are employees and they have regular income. And they know that they have extra money of more than what they need to save. Let a man ask for anything, even 1 riyal, say, Allah, akhi, we don't have. We don't find something to give you. Subhanallah. Are these people ready to spend all their wealth? Allah musta'an. So I then said, so fear Allah, O slaves of Allah, and do good to the slaves of Allah as Allah Ta'ala did good to you, and spend, Allah Ta'ala will spend on you, and do, and know that the best sadaqah, which is more hidden, except if you will to encourage some others who are seeing you, then no problem. But other than that, keep it hidden, even if people say you are selfish. If they say you don't spend, don't care about what people say, but treat Allah Ta'ala the way you want Allah Ta'ala to treat you in the day of resurrection. And avoid spending of the worst of your half. Some people may buy food, let's say a person and his family, they spend 100 riyals for one lunch meal, and they eat from it, and they know that they are not going to finish it. They eat from it, and what remains they send to the poor. Although this is better than throwing it away, but why you did not plan it? Why you did not buy with 50 riyals and buy another 50 riyals to give it as fresh to the poor? Let them taste it fresh as you tasted it. And I'm wondering these days, people go and buy clothes. A man buy a thobe more than 200 riyals. And there are poor people who cannot even have any single thobe. Why you don't buy of 100, two thobes, one for you and one for the needy, for the poor. And the life, the woman, same thing. So we have to exercise these things, as Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, and to avoid, and we have to avoid the harming of others, of the poor people, by speech or by an act. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 264, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. Allah Ta'ala is saying, O you who believe, cancel not your charity by reminders of your generosity or by injury, like those who spend their substance to be seen of men. But believe neither in Allah nor in the day, in the last day. They are imperable like a hard, barren rock on which is a little soil, on it falls heavy rains, which leaves a storm. They will be able to do nothing with all they have earned. And Allah guide not those who reject faith. And that is clear. Stone, rock, very smooth rock. There is soil on it. Heavy rain comes. What happens? It washes it away. So that is the parable, the example of what you do when you spend for the sake of Allah, and later on you speak of it. I gave so and so. You remember when I give you? That is, that burns the sadaqah, the reward of sadaqah. So you lost your money and you lost your reward. And then you need to be careful of that. And then we ended up the khutbah by reminding of what Allah Ta'ala commanded the believers in Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah 33, Ayah 56, by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and reminding of what Allah Ta'ala commanded with, of the justice and perfection, and spending on the needies and relatives, and warning of all evil of saying and acts, as in Surah Al-Nahl, Surah 16, Ayah 50. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If there is any question related to the subject, na'am.
My question is, you said that if we make an intention to do something good, then we get reward.
Na'am.
And you said, you gave examples that we should wake up every morning and intend to give 1 million liyas and
not necessarily, but I mean, just example. Okay.
Should you make an intention knowing that you cannot fulfill it?
Well,
such as giving 1 million liyas when you know you don't have 1 million liyas.
Yes. Yes, and as in the hadith, I think I brought it, if not last Friday, the Friday before. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لِأَرْبَعَةِ نَفَرٍ. You remember? In the hadith, إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لِأَرْبَعَةِ نَفَرٍ. Dunya is only for 4 people. One of them is given knowledge and wealth. So he spends the wealth upon as well the knowledge that Allah gave him, and he pleases Allah Ta'ala. And he gains reward. The other is given knowledge, but he's not given wealth. So he wishes to have like this man's wealth to spend it like him for the sake of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said they are in the reward the same, and the opposite is the same. The opposite is the opposite. So that is the hadith clarifies this question. Even if you don't have the 1 million riyal, you still, when you awake in the morning, intend that if I have the 1 million riyal, I will spend it today for the sake of Allah.
Okay, can you make it? Should you intend, knowing you're not going to do it?
Nah, if you are not going to do it, then this is like the one who seeks forgiveness while intending to do it again, to do the sin again. This forgiveness means nothing. And this intention also means nothing. If you are intending, so but here I don't see that it can exist, because we are talking about intention. How come you intend to spend while you are intending not to spend? Not to spend. It's all about intention.
No.
What is the table, you know? Okay. The best sadaqah is also said in the hadith. The best sadaqah to be given is water. A well you dig and leave it for the sake of Allah. That is the best. And after it, a Quran that you put in a masjid for people to recite, or in a school of Quran or like that. So people to use, and every time they use, you are rewarded. Or a masjid you build, or at least you share, sway, or knowledge you teach, and some of the ulama say that this is the best. Because the Prophet said, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمٍ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. First thing, ilm. علم ينتفع به. So, يعني these are the best, but whatever you do is good. When we say this is the best, we don't want to see whole Jeddah halls and wells, and people find no food, they just drink water. It needs balancing. Yes, if you can't reach a place where they need water and they cannot have it, and you go dig the wells either by yourself or you hire someone to do it, then this is something good, and it is the best sadaqah. But generally the best sadaqah is what is needed then. What is needed then? If people need, let's say, fire. If people need fire because it is too cold, there is no meaning to give them water. They're going to get more cold. So they need fire to get warm, right? In this case, we go and cut trees and bring them wood to make fire. This is the best that they give. So it depends. It depends on people. Somebody who's sick and he is in need for treatment in the hospital, he has no money. What is the benefit of bringing him food or water? Or now he needs to solve this problem, which is payment to the hospital for him to be treated. Or he is okay, he's healthy, but his income is expired and he has no money to renew. To tell him, I'll just buy you food. He doesn't want food. He can't be patient for food. But now he's going to be caught and maybe dispatched back home, deported. So it depends. And in each time the people are in real need, that is the best sadaqah. That is the best sadaqah. Whether it is water, whether it is tent, whatsoever. Kids in the school, they don't have books, they don't have notebooks, they don't have pencils. What is the benefit to bring them food or sweets? Now it is better, the best sadaqah now is to bring them books and pencils and notebooks. It depends, It depends. Sometimes, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَنْ أَقُومَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِي حَتَّى أَقْضِيَ لَهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَعْتَكِ فِي مَسْجِدِ شَهْرًا. To go with my brother on his knee until it is finished and done for him is better for me to do i'tikab in my masjid for one whole month. Now this might be only he needs somebody to drive him. He has a complicated matter with different offices of the government, and he needs to go from one side to another. He just needs somebody to drive him. So when you go and drive him from here to there, to there, to there, you have done the best sadaqah. You have given him the best sadaqah. Somebody standing on Madeira Road, it is too hot at the middle of the day, very hot. There is no benefit to go and, there is benefit, but it's not the best sadaqah to go now and say, okay, I will spend a couple of riyals to give somebody who is poor. The best sadaqah now is to give a ride to this person. So it depends, Allahu A'lam. Tayyib? Naam. If it is more than you need in that journey, yes, you give it. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, was very rich, and he used to perform Hajj 1 year, and the other year he used to be in the riba, in the borders of the Muslim territories. In the year that he goes for Hajj, he announced that to the people. So everybody comes, and he takes them and spends from his own money on them. And 1 year, when they reach Iraq, Abdullah ibn Mubarak saw a woman eating from the trash. He asked, "What is this?" And he saw people taking the dead bird. He asked, "What is this?" They said that the people in this town are very poor. They have no money to buy food to eat. So he told the people, the pilgrims, he said to them, "We are going to return back tomorrow above Iran, and we're going to do Hajj next year." And he gave all the money to that town. So now this is the best sadaqah. So the like, if it is extra from your need, I don't mean yani extra from your plans and wish, no, your need. You have your own ticket, you have yani all what you need, maybe 100 pounds, it's too much, but maybe, and you have 10 extra pounds, it is better to give it out. And Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for you to reach even saving some of the 100 pounds. Na'am, Allahu A'lam. Nitra. These two ayat has no contradiction in them. لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You're not going to reach the birr, stage of best level of iman, until you spend of the best wealth of yours, the ones that you love most. وَلَا تَعْطُوا السُّفْهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. This is different. This means here, don't give your wealth to the stooges and stupid and crazy and foolish people, because they're going to waste it. And for example, if you give your son 100 riyals, he's not going to use it well. He's going to go to the supermarket and buy every sweet. That is a kind of waste. If you give someone who yani use drugs, he is going to take it and go and buy drugs. So it's a waste of money. But you know that people are in need, like Abu Talha. Look to Abu Talha, how he understood this ayah. When Abu Talha heard this ayah descended, he came to... He used to spend for the sake of Allah, but not from Bayruha. He kept Bayruha for him and for his close friends and like that. Bayruha is a garden, was to the south of the Masjid al-Nabawi, where the yard now, where the plain yard, and yani to the south of the Masjid Nabawi, to the Qibla, right? Between the court, between the road, and the where the Imam enters. In that area was the place of the garden of Abu Talha, and it was the best garden in Medina. It used to have the most fresh water, and that's why the Prophet ﷺ used to like to get in there and drink of the water there. When Abu Talha heard this ayah, he came to Rasulullah ﷺ and he said, I hear my Lord saying that, and Bayruha is the best of my wealth, and I want to give it for the sake of Allah. This is in your hand, Ya Rasulullah. Do whatever you want to do with it. Here Rasulullah ﷺ said to him, may Allah bless your wealth, make it and give it to the poor relatives of yours. So here we see that there is no contradiction, but if these people are not good people in using wealth, you don't give them the money, and it means your money. You know that your son is somebody who is a money waster. He just wastes money. Whatever money you give him, he wastes. You go work, and you give him the money. And you know that he's going to waste it. So that's your mistake. That's your mistake. But it does not mean that you don't spend on the, for example, somebody who is foolish, who is crazy. You don't spend, no, you spend. But you spend it on what he needs. Okay? As if you give the foolish or suji or crazy, he's not going to do good in it. He's not going to do. Example, you have a relative who is a drug user. Whatever money going to come to his hand, first priority, buy drugs. Maybe his child needs milk, maybe his wife needs medicine, maybe the owner of the house needs his rent or he's going to throw them out, maybe the electric company needs their money or they're going to cut off the electricity. But he is going to put buying drugs first priority. So what to do now? Even zakah, which is obligatory, you don't give it in his hand. You go and spend it on the real first priority. As you can estimate. That is the meaning of وَلَا تُؤْتُوا الصُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. And there we say that the best of what is in your hand. It does not mean dollars or euros or riyals. No, but I mean the best of what you love the most. What do you love the most? If you have two cars and you love cars. Now car is the most, the thing that you better give out. For the sake of Allah. Na'am, Allahu a'lam. Na'am. What I suggest is the obligatory zakah you don't give. The obligatory zakah you need to go and chase. They really need people. But general sadaqah, it is better to give. It is better to give. Tasawwul, this is the responsibility of the department. They should come and catch them if they think that they are people who just work as beggars. But me as citizen, I cannot recognize who's a liar, who's honest. And to me, these people are in need, really. Are in need. So, whatsoever, in the hadith, the hadith in which Rasulullah said that a man from the nations before you said, swore that he's going to give sadaqah tonight. So he came out in the night. Why he said in the night? Because he wanted to be hidden. No one knows about it. So when he came out of his house, first person he met, he gave him money. And he returns back home, slept in the morning. People spoke in that tonight sadaqah is given to a prostitute. And of course, a prostitute is not one of those you give sadaqah to. He said, Allah al-Musta'an, prostitute, tonight I'm going to go and spend and give sadaqah. So next night he went and it was given to a thief. The third night he went, it was given to a rich man. So he felt very sorry that every time he gives, it does not go to the hand of the people he wants. When he slept, he saw in a dream a man telling him, of course it's an angel, a man telling him, why you are sorry? The prostitute might stop when she finds that the people take care of the needy, because she might have gone for prostitution to earn money. Now when you give her, she may stop that. And the thief, why does he steal? Because he wants money. Now if the society is going to take care of these people and give them money, they will not steal. And the rich person, he might be encouraged by that and go spend. And now instead of one, we have two to spend. And they're like three, four. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling, if one of us spends for the sake of Allah, he does not necessarily care of this person is really in need or not. He ﷺ never chased anyone who came to ask him money. He never chased if they are in need or not. He never chased anybody. Anybody comes, ask him anything, just give. Without asking. He's in need, he's not in need, he just give. That is the advice to be given to the person who is given this sadaqah. But we also advise the people who beg or ask for sadaqah. We say, fear Allah, as Rasulullah said, if you ask for it as you are in need, no problem. If you are not in need, then in the day of resurrection, he is going to come with no flesh, with no meat on his face, only bones. So each one should be given the advice that fits him. Naam, Allah Alam. My brother. Naam, Abba Emma. ولا تعطوا السفهاء أموالكم. Who is misusing? Okay, they. We cannot say that the charity organizations are wasting the money. This is a general hukum, judgment, that is, a person is going to be asked about it. But if you know a particular organization that they waste the money, then yes, you can say that and warn against them. But generally like that, this is not fair, not just. But of course, the sadaqah you give yourself to the poor directly is better than the one through a mediator. It's better than the one, why? Because when you give it to a mediator, it's not going to affect in your heart. You don't see the affection. But when you go to the poor, you will see how it affects. You will see how it affects. And that's why Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala all have slaves. But when he knew a blind widow woman, old woman, who was alone in Medina, she has no relatives, and she is blind. He used to go early in the morning and clean the house for her, milk the sheep, prepare the food, and go. Umar radiallahu anhu, he is about the same woman. So he said he wants to do the same thing without knowing that Abu Bakr is doing this. He said he wants to do this. As he thought, he is the first one. Every time he comes, he found the house clean, sheep is milked, food is prepared. Every time he asked the woman, who does that? She says, a man, I didn't know him. A man who came earlier. So he came one day even before Salatul Fajr. And he found the house clean, sheep is milked, and food is prepared. Later on he came to know that it was Abu Bakr Siddiq. And he then said, by Allah, nobody can race you. Nobody can win you. Abu Bakr Siddiq became the Khalifa. The woman now feels sorry that when he saw Abu Bakr doing that at the life of Rasulullah, he stopped. He stopped going to that house. Right? Now Abu Bakr became Khalifa. That woman said, Allah musta'an. Now, neither Umar who wanted to do this thing has done it, nor Abu Bakr, because Abu Bakr is the Khalifa. But guess what? In the first night when he was selected as Khalifa, he went there and he done the same thing. Umar, when Abu Bakr was selected as Khalifa, he said, this is a good chance now for me to go and do it. He went, he found the same thing happened to that house. And when he asked the woman, she said it to the same man. So, it is better to go and deal with the sadaqah yourself. Spend it yourself. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, أنا وكافل اليتيم في الجنة كاتين. أنا وكافل الأرملة واليتيم في الجنة كاتين. Kafil is the one who takes the direct care, or take the care of the orphan or widow directly himself. And that's why they say that there were many houses in Iraq, in Basra, who used to be given help, support, financial and food, from a person that no one knows. No one knows. He come at night, knock the doors, give and go. But they came to know who he was one day. All those houses knew who he was. It was Al-Hasan ibn Ali, but they knew when he was, when he died. When he died, in that day, nobody came to give nothing. So Al-Hasan, even Al-Hasan did not tell any of his children or anybody that he's doing that. He was doing it very hiddenly, to limits that even the people who he helped did not know who he is. His family did not know that he is doing that. So it is better to go and do it yourself, directly. But if you give the يعني agency of charity, it's still your reward is there, as in the hadith we just mentioned of the man who spent the sadaqah at night and came to the hand of a prostitute, rich man, his reward was saved for him because based on the intention. But this reward is going to be more increased if you deal with it yourself. Allahu Akbar.